Live from the front lines, welcome to Stats Chat, hosted by Brad Zinda and Kaylin Sijikin. This is where strategy meets straight talk. It's bold ideas, real growth, and whatever else hits the mic. This is Stats Chat.
Good morning. We are live, 4105 once again. The Gradient Center, Studio 26. Kaylin, that number never gets old to me, but I'm so excited today. You know why?
If you look at the screen, I could guess why.
Yeah,
we've got a room here today.
Finally, somebody better looking than both of us in this place.
That's right.
Oh, that's not true. Not true at all.
Jacqueline Gladhill, our media strategist, has decided to join this amazing party of Stats Chat because she's got quite the role here, Kaylin.
She does. Yeah, so the official title, I'll let her cover that there. But I know she handles everything podcast related inside of Gradient. So we figured we've talked about different ways of marketing her in the last couple of weeks, you know, radio and now podcast this week. So we figured we'd have the expert on to join us here today to walk through just a couple Q&A, why it works, and really at the end of the day, how it works too. So welcome.
Well, thank you. Yes. And I just want to get out of the way that I do work on the same team as Tony Shore. So wish me luck with that one. But yes, I do.
Tony Shore. We had Tony Shore on, and we haven't had a view since.
It's funny how that works. And, you know, looking back on that one, too, there was a lot of talking done by Tony on that one, too.
There was a lot of
really?
Talking.
Really?
Maybe they like us. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Tony.
He just stole amazing. The mic the whole time.
Yeah.
Made it easy for us. But
well, here's the one thing I wanted to, I could not, do this show without asking. I got a question for Jacqueline. It came up the other day. Yeah. But Jacqueline, I heard, was getting married.
There's a rumor about that.
So my question is first, that's exactly where I was going to go. But I did hear that this is coming up September something.
September 19th. Yes. Okay. So less than 4 months. And, you know, if you guys know anything about weddings, I'm planning in the entire thing. Yeah. So
I mean, middle of September is right around the corner in the wedding world.
Yes.
Like, you got to, at this point, you have to have everything done, right?
Yes. And I just so happen my best friend is also getting married in August. So being a maid of honor for her and mm-hmm. also my wedding is a little chaotic.
Oh, that sounds amazing. Well, the good thing is in 2026, I heard weddings are a lot cheaper than they were back in 15.
I can only imagine.
Really? Is that what you're hearing?
Apparently.
I can only imagine.
Price of poker going down. 2015
for you, or it's like, I mean, that's going back. I mean, to the
80s. Don't even know when I got married to Yeah. It might have been 1999, actually.
Take out a calculator.
So yeah. Who planned your weddings?
Me, myself, and I.
Really?
No, my wife did everything.
For sure.
I did not touch a thing. I showed up the day of and said I did. I do.
Yes.
And
I barely showed up.
Who did your hair when you did have hair? What? Both of you.
Wait a minute. I've got a full head of hair. Thank you very much.
Color, but
just different color. Yeah, it is a color though. Silver is a color.
Yes. Yes. So, you're just a silver fox.
That's correct. Nice. And don't forget it. Actually.
Yeah. I think mine was 13 years ago. My wife did majority of it as well. I mean, like, it's probably best that the guy stays out of it. Otherwise, they start looking at the dollar amount. Like, we really need that. We really need that.
That's correct.
We really need that. Mm-hmm. And then all this. You know, and then it's ultimately your decision at the end of the day, right? So probably best if he stays out of it. That's at least what we did. And it turned out, and then, you know, hindsight is looking back, is it was a great memory. And hopefully everyone enjoyed it. And I just hope and pray it's the same thing for you guys.
Yeah.
Right?
So, well, let's be honest, everything will be just fine. And, you know, honestly, you keep him out of it. Otherwise, you know, you'll go from steak and chicken to chicken tenders ramen. And ramen.
Uh-huh.
We don't know what will happen. So anyway, well, welcome Jacqueline to the party here. Obviously, you do an amazing job with our advisors when it comes to podcasts. And I really want people to focus on the podcast part of this, because when you get involved in podcasting, there are so many different ways you can use it. Mm-hmm. And the power of podcasts just behind the scenes, it can reach thousands and thousands of people. So if you would just quick overview, give us a little of how they use it. Some of the areas they do use it in, we'll kind of go from there.
Yeah. So podcast is very similar to radio, but podcast is more focused on the social media aspects of it, specifically YouTube. And I think, you know, YouTube TV and YouTube in particular is becoming a very popular platform, right? We're all using streaming services now. I don't know about you guys, but I don't even have cable.
Mm-hmm.
And nor do I listen to the radio station that often. I mean, if I'm in my car, I'm going to listen to either Apple Podcasts or Apple Music. And so, you know, podcast is the new platform to be able to show your personality. And I think, you know, here at Gradient, we do weekly podcasts. So it's about a 30-minute show. And we like to say that 18 minutes is like where attention spans are right now. So we like to keep it a little bit shorter. And, you know, it's on a weekly basis. So it keeps the advisors accountable. And that's also an important thing.
I would agree, because that's kind of why we only do 13 to 15. We feel like they don't want to listen to us for more than 13 to 15.
For sure they don't want to.
And that includes the intro and outro. So they're really getting about 9 minutes of amazing, you know, talent here. But no, just kidding. Well, no, you're right. I mean, honestly, being able to reach that many people in a short period of time, you know, I look at some of the podcasts we've done and just some of the views you get, and it doesn't take long for people to start, especially the shorts.
Yes. Yes. And the shorts, I mean, there's no difference between the shorts on YouTube versus TikTok, right? And I know TikTok's one of those names that people are like, oh, yes, it's such a popular platform. Well, so is YouTube. And when you're talking those 30-second clips, that's what's going to grab people's attention. And then they see, oh, wow, this is what they discussed. I want to learn more. I'm going to go to the full video and I'm going to see what else they talked about.
Sure.
And I think it's just, it's one of those things that really you can show your personality and have fun.
Right.
And that's what you guys do on the show. I mean, you have fun and life's not so serious all the time. You know, you can share great information while also having fun doing it.
Totally agree. And that's one thing too, I think a lot of people don't realize, like when they see those shorts and videos, like all we're doing is taking a segment out of the podcast.
Yes.
You already did too, right? So it's no additional work, at least for us or the advisors.
That's correct. Yeah.
Her and her team are the ones that handle all the legwork for us. So in regards to like you and your team and what they do, just give me a quick, like how many people do you record with right now? How many shows have you done? Like, you know, how many videos have you guys posted? Just, I mean, at a high level, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like I said earlier, so Tony, who's also been on this show, and you guys can check out his episode, but we both co-host. So we're on with you and with your advisors. And so we will just record about 30 minutes, like I said. I do about 20 a week. He does about 40 a week. And, you know, that's just our daily routine. So we take an hour and we block it off. And then for video aspects, so we do audio ones only, and we also do video ones. And the video ones that are on YouTube, there's around probably 25 advisors a week that do those.
Very nice.
And then each advisor, you know, also gets 4 shorts created out of their one video per week. So the video is typically posted on Tuesday, and then your shorts are posted throughout the week.
Awesome.
I would agree that, you know, having the ability to get these shorts out there, you can get so much more content out there in a short period of time. And let's be honest, this stuff continues to reach people throughout the entire year. It's not just one and done.
Right.
Yes.
Right. And so, you know, building off credibility, trust, some of the things, you know, we talk about all the time. And I know Kaylin listens to podcasts a lot of times coming into the office. I've started to, you know, grab onto some different podcasts, but it's this, that, or the other topic that just catches your attention, keeps you engaged, but people want to listen to you. And they want to learn a little bit more about you before sometimes they come through the door.
Yeah. And that's one thing. I mean, it builds the trust and the credibility and the personality. But I think the other thing, too, that a lot of advisors use it for is mass pushing out an answer to a question.
Sure.
So you're going to get the same question 100 times. Right. And so how hard is it to call up each individual person and say, you know, here's the exact answer every single time? Instead, you can push them towards your podcast and say, hey, we did a show about that. Let me know if you have any additional questions, you know, and it's a way to push it out to multiple people.
Mm-hmm. And that's big regarding like anything in current events, right? A couple of things come to mind that are, you know, new things that are coming in place in the next couple of months regarding our administration and like some, you know, things they've done for kids. So we'll talk about that in a couple episodes, but that's a perfect example regarding the Trump accounts, right? Like you can easily have a 30-second clip short that's explaining what that is. And if you have any additional questions, contact me. Like, that'll go out to the masses and handle all your clients in one place.
Exactly.
That's huge. Yeah, not to mention, too, I mean, I kind of joke about it, but podcasts, I'd say in the last, I don't know, they've been around for a while, obviously. But, I mean, I'd say in the last probably 5 to 8 years, they've really kind of turned. And I'm kind of in that demographic that grew up with a phone in college and whatnot, right? And smartphones were like a thing that a lot of people, especially his age, didn't grow up with, right?
So what are you saying?
my point on that is they are, it's like older people are listening to them. Everyone, younger generations are listening to them, anything in between. And it's kind of like the bougie thing to say. That's nowadays, correct. Too. It's a bougie thing. Like, hey, on your website, by the way, check my podcast. Even if people don't or do, it just sounds like you got you know what together.
Well, so. And I just want to say, I think it's also about multitasking, right? I mean, when you're listening to a podcast, you're driving, right? I mean,
that's
when
correct,
you're multitasking. I know my mom, who's also at that retirement age, she listens to it while she's doing the dishes or cooking or something, and it's always playing. And so podcast gives that flexibility of you don't have to stop your life to listen and pay attention.
Right. For sure.
You can stop and start it whenever you want to.
Correct.
As well, right?
Correct.
With the radio, unfortunately, you really can't.
Yes. So.
Well, and you know, people, they start to like the, you know, the way you guys talk, the way the content you throw out there and things like that. The one thing I'll say is, you know, I listen to a certain radio show coming in every morning. You could call it a podcast, if you will, because it's the same group of people that talk for a certain amount of time every morning. But I listen to them because you get, it's fun to listen to. They're likable. And it's just, you know, it gets the kind of the day started. You know, for most people, it's not always about the next question answered when it comes to podcasts. Sometimes it's just industry news, things you want to learn about. Maybe you don't have any questions, but some of the content that's thrown out there will raise some questions on maybe if they're working with the right advisor, or maybe they're not, you know, you never know what might come of it. And so I think building that credibility and some of the pieces that go along with that go a long way.
Yeah. And when you listen to podcasts, you know, just naturally you connect it to your life, right? And you make connections and relate it to what you're going through. And I think podcasts is a great way to interact with others and come up with ideas and say, hey, I've been through this. I've talked with somebody that's been through this. And then you can get people to connect. And that's how they're going to eventually connect with you as a person, as an advisor.
1,000%. You know, it's interesting. We were, myself and Kayla, we started telling people about our podcast, and some people are like, no way. No way. Like, this is some big animal that we can't tackle, right?
Yeah, we can figure it out.
That's my point, listeners. If myself and Kaylin can get in this room and take a few minutes out of the day, I'm not going to lie, we have gotten well over a couple thousand views on our shortcasts or clips. And I can tell you, they are being listened to, and you never know what comes of it. We haven't done a lot. This is episode, I don't know, 11, and we're already getting traction with this.
Most of them haven't even aired yet.
That's correct.
I mean, it takes a little bit of time and launch one every other week and whatnot. But yeah, I mean, it's like we mentioned a couple episodes ago when Tony was on, there's like some of our videos have like 900 views. Like, who in the world?
Yes.
Yes. But it's crazy the outrage.
What did you say?
We're not spending any money doing it either.
You know why? Because you guys show your true, authentic self. You don't come in here and say, okay, I'm going to read something and I'm going to say exactly what I need to. No, you come in here ready for a conversation, ready to have fun.
Right.
And that's what people gravitate towards. They just, they like talking. They like listening and feeling like they're in the room with you.
No, I would agree. I would agree. Well, that just goes to show you that it can be done super simple with our entire media team. Tony and Jacqueline do an amazing job. And we said this with radio, including podcasts, but if you are sitting on the sideline and thinking, do I get involved or don't I? The answer is you do. You take the time and change your business. Being able to throw this on your website into YouTube. Matter of fact, YouTube's probably the most Googled thing out there now. Yeah. I mean, video is taking over any other Google search out there, right? I mean, let's be honest. And so, you know, using that as some traction can only help your business.
And on that note too, if I'm not mistaken, I know that Google and YouTube have a big like integration regarding how SEO works. And I'm not like a techie person in any ways, but I know that if you get views over here on the YouTube side, it helps out substantially your SEO organically without you actually paying for it on the Google side.
Correct.
Which is huge, right?
Yes, so, yes. So if people are watching, you know, just naturally, if I'm going to watch your short on YouTube or wherever, then it's going to say, hey, your algorithm likes that. So we're going to show you more of that. Mm-hmm. And you just got to get into it and then it'll just organically and naturally happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kaylin, you want to leave us with something, a challenge for somebody today? All you know, of our listeners?
Yeah. You know, I was thinking of like a challenge I would relate to this. I think the challenge would be to just have an open mind. And it sounds mm-hmm. cliche to say that. We've mentioned it a couple of times here. But again, Brad and myself come in here. We usually record two of these kind of back to back just because we travel a little bit. And I got a schedule that is hard to imagine. If you look at it, it's stuff all over the place with my kids and whatnot. We've talked about that a couple of times. So my point on that is
any
advisor out there can figure out a way to set aside 15 minutes per week or 30 minutes every other week to sit down with the team that we've with great team we have over here at Gradient and really start doing this. And it doesn't have to be some monumental thing either. You know, put it on your website. We handle it all. They'll do the shorts. They'll put it out there. And you'd be surprised, honestly, the same way I was surprised.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like the amount of views.
Just show up and have fun, right?
You'd have. Mm-hmm. Oh, totally.
Show up and have fun.
Can I leave a challenge today?
I would love that.
Okay. I think my challenge would be get out of your comfort zone in one way this week and then another way next week. And I think you're going to naturally see that people like you, not just your company or not just what you do.
Sure.
And that's what people are going to gravitate towards. So get out of your comfort zone and have fun.
I love that. And I got one more challenge too. Kaylin, can you do me a favor? I drove by your house. Can you cut your yard? Your lawn is so long.
Oh, geez.
My goodness gracious. Well, the neighbors have to hate that.
We got that fertilizer down. It's got to mow it every 2 days now.
And just so you know, dandelions are not flowers. You got to get rid of those too.
Yeah. All right. I'll show you it.
Well, we are going to close this one out. Jacqueline, thanks so much for helping us out today. We really appreciate
having you. Thank you for having me on.
Yep, thank you.
Stats Chat is out of here. See ya.
Brad and Kaylin do not offer investment, legal, tax, or accounting advice and are not affiliated or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. The opinions herein may be from personal experience and may not necessarily be those of Gradient Financial Group, its employees, or affiliates. Any results, topics, or outcomes are for informational purposes only. Financial professional use only.